Is all about being grateful for all the saints. Today's a day to pause and reflect and acknowledge the ways that God has been at work in our churches, in our communities. We also remember today those who have completed their journey on earth. When I do funeral services for people I don't know well, I will often say something about how I'm one of the least qualified people in the room to talk about the person who's passed away. There are usually family and friends there who've known the person much better than me, so I shouldn't be the one trying to share the story of their life. But the purpose of a funeral is not to speak only about the person who's died. It's to proclaim God's promises of life and redemption. We can always talk about the promise that death is not the end of the story, how God will deliver us into the land of the living, as the psalm says. It's about the promise of new life, resurrection life in Jesus Christ. And All Saints Sunday is all about remembering our connectedness, remembering that our church community here is part of the body of Christ, the church throughout time and space. Today, we're remembering and we're grateful for saints, some of whom we didn't know in this life, but with whom we are united in the body of Christ. We remember and celebrate them as beloved people of God, people for whom, like us, Jesus died. Today, we remember those who have died and we give thanks for them in the context of all the saints, all those who have come before us. We celebrate all the saints who've been examples for us and passed on their faith to us. We give thanks for their lives and everything that they accomplished, everything they did. But more importantly, we give thanks for what God did for them and for what God does for us. Because it's God who makes saints. In some traditions, saints are particular people who are lifted up as special examples of faith, sort of faith superheroes, if you like. Those few who clung to their faith in extraordinary and often very difficult circumstances. People who may have been martyrs for their faith. People who may have been missionaries. People who may have been warriors. And of course, following the example of those great heroes of faith is really important. It's part of our understanding of what a saint is. But we're also sinners as well, because look at all of us. We all mess up. We all get it wrong sometimes. But at the same time as getting it wrong, we're also getting it right. We're also saints, baptized into membership in Christ's body. There's an illustration in a book I have that asks you to spot the difference between the saint and the sinner in two different pictures. You're supposed to look at them and try and identify which person is the saint and which is the sinner. But when you look closely, it's actually the same picture printed twice. And so the person in the picture is both a saint and a sinner. And that's true for all of us. We're all simultaneously both sinner and saint, because God has looked at us sinners and said, actually, I love you. God has redeemed us, forgiven us, and claimed us for his own. God, in Jesus, makes each of us a new creation. And as St. Paul describes it, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting the message of reconciliation to us. And so it's all God's doing. It's not ours. God makes us saints. Not just the people who start churches or go on mission trips, but all of us, you and me. Blessed are the poor. Blessed are the hungry. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are those who are hated. Blessed are those who are outsiders and sinners. This is All Saints Sunday, not Some Saints Sunday. And God has entrusted this good news, this message of reconciliation to each one of us. One of the images for All Saints Sunday, which we sang about in our first hymn, is about the great cloud of witnesses, the community of the church on earth and in heaven. The cloud of witnesses surrounding us and supporting us in our journey of faith. So this is a good time to reflect and give thanks for those saints who are in your own cloud of witness, the people God has worked through to get you here today. All Saints, and our theme for November is all about gratitude. Celebrating All Saints Sunday through a lens of gratitude invites us to think about the legacy that we're going to leave for those who are going to come after us. This church is not in any danger of closing anytime soon, but there's going to be a time when this congregation's ministry is complete, hopefully many decades and even centuries from now. So what legacy are we going to leave for those who come after us? I don't mean that as any sort of doom and gloom. I think we're still in the early days, perhaps, of our history, let alone our story as saints in the context of eternity. And that's the point. God has called us here today. God has called us here to be a community together. In this time, in this place, God has called us together for a purpose. So what sort of foundation are we building for those who are going to come after us? We can be the ancestors that our descendants are going to be proud of. That's a really good idea, because basically it's saying, stand up and make your life count. Let God work through you to make a difference here and now in the community. Let us be inspired by, let us be motivated by God and also by our faith. Let us be motivated and inspired to bring joy to the world. Looking through that lens of joy and hope affects so much. It affects how we care for creation and the world. It affects the causes that we choose to support. It affects how we're going to spend our time, how we interact with other people, how we interact with our family members, our friends, and also with complete strangers. It's a motivation to see others, not from a human point of view, but to see them as God's beloved children, to share the gospel with them, to share the message of the love of God in Jesus. I once asked people in a meeting to name somebody who'd inspired them in their faith. And somebody in that room named the person who was sitting opposite them, how they've influenced their faith for decades. And what a beautiful image that can be for All Saints Sunday. St. Paul says that we are ambassadors for Christ. Our job as Christians, our very calling from God, is to represent Jesus, to be God's hands and God's feet in the world. And how are we going to do that? How are we going to show Jesus to the world? We do it by following Jesus' directions. We're to love our enemies. We're to do good to those who hate us. We're to bless those who persecute us. And we are to do as to others as we would have them do to us. We can use our very lives to proclaim God's good work of reconciliation in Jesus, sharing the good news of God's grace and forgiveness with others. That's our legacy. That's what we have to leave to those who come after us, the good news of the message of redemption in Jesus. And so we're proclaiming hope to the world. We're getting ready to proclaim that for all who are in Jesus, there is the dawn of a new creation. Everything that's old has passed away. Everything in Jesus becomes new. And so we get to be a part of that cloud of witnesses for each other and also for the world. We get to tell our neighbours and our friends and our family about God's love for them. What a joyful privilege it is to be a saint proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ. Rise up, O saints of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.